The U.S. military has concluded major operations aimed at ridding Iraq of weapons and militants blamed for attacks on American forces. Some of the largest raids took place in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, north of Baghdad. U.S. officials described the latest five-day military operations as preemptive strikes launched in response to threats made against U.S. troops in Iraq by loyalists of former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. Operation Soda Mountain targeted holdouts from Saddam's government and assailants suspected of conducting guerrilla-style attacks against coalition forces in Iraq. Coalition officials are calling Operation Soda Mountain a major success. They say 611 people are being detained, including 62 suspected former leaders of Saddam's Ba'ath Party. Coalition forces also confiscated nearly 4,300 mortar rounds, 1,400 rocket-propelled grenades, and 635 assault weapons from various places. Much of those weapons and many of the arrests were made by the 4th Infantry Division, which played a major role in Operation Soda Mountain. Most of the soldiers in the division are based in Tikrit, Saddam's hometown, 175 kilometers north of Baghdad. During Saddam's rule, Tikrit and the surrounding desert was home not only to many of the government's most senior leaders, but also to installations that housed internal security services and some members of Saddam's personal army, the Special Republican Guards. An officer with the 4th Infantry Division, 1st Lieutenant Andrew Sindon, says military sweeps in Tikrit followed intelligence reports and tips from local informants. The division has begun offering $250 rewards for usable intelligence and $100 rewards for information leading to weapons caches. Lieutenant Sindon describes how a typical raid was conducted.
It's actually like a police operation in America. You go, you cordon the area off. Someone can run away. You go up to the house. You enter the house. You take the men with you. You search them. Hand them off to another unit, which takes them and an intelligence unit to talk to them. And then we search the house. Some houses just turn up nothing. In other houses, we found plastic explosives, rocket launchers, rifles, machine guns, a whole myriad of stuff. A lot of it's buried outside.
It is still unclear how much of an impact the latest military operations will have on reducing attacks on U.S. soldiers. The three previous operations have yielded mixed results. Hundreds of people were detained, but many were released for lack of evidence. Large weapons caches were also found, but the attacks have continued. On Monday, a U.S. soldier and his Iraqi interpreter were killed when the military vehicle they were in hit a remotely detonated explosive device and subsequently came under fire by snipers. The soldier was the 38th American killed by hostile fire since major combat was declared over on May 1st. U.S. military officials say there are no signs that the attacks are being coordinated on a regional or national level. They vow to continue their aggressive hunt for assailants and their weapons until the attacks stop. Alicia Rubio, VOA News, Tikrit, Iraq.